AI News by Conjero.
Adobe is taking Creative Cloud in a pretty big direction here. Closer to design-to-code workflows, not just design tools with a helper on the side.
Right, and that's the key shift. It's moving from exporting assets for engineers to actually helping produce code-like output inside the same environment where the design work happens.
That could matter a lot for teams trying to get from mock-up to prototype faster. Less jumping between tools, less handoff friction.
And the context is important. If the AI can see the design surface, the project structure, and the surrounding assets, the output can be more useful than a separate chat prompt detached from the work.
It also sounds like Adobe wants this to fit into existing production pipelines, not force teams to rebuild how they work.
Exactly, that's a big distinction. A lot of design-to-code workflows are still fragmented, with design, engineering, automation, and review all living in separate places.
So this is about compressing that sequence. Instead of exporting static files and waiting on interpretation, teams could stay in the design environment and iterate there.
The upside is speed. The downside is that generated output can get hard to verify once design systems and code paths start blending together.
And that brings governance into the spotlight. Enterprise buyers will want clarity on data handling, model routing, retention, and whether admins can control what gets transformed.
They'll also care about auditability. Version history, attribution, rollback, and policy controls all become more important when AI is changing production work directly.
There's also the business side. If Adobe turns this into a paid add-on or a tiered feature, that'll shape whether teams see it as core infrastructure or just a convenience.
And Adobe does have a real advantage here. It already sits in creative workflows, so it can push AI-assisted coding into design, asset management, and review all at once.
But it still has competition breathing down its neck from product design and workplace software vendors that are also putting AI closer to where people work.
Definitely, the real question is whether Adobe can make this feel native, reliable, and controlled enough that enterprises trust it for more than quick prototypes.
Because if it works, Creative Cloud stops being just a place to make the artifact. It becomes part of producing the implementation too.
And that's the big bet, faster workflow, but with enough control and trust to make it sustainable.
AI News by Conjero.